VOA News. Zimbabwean human rights activists on Thursday strongly condemned soldiers' actions in post-election violence. At least 6 people are dead, 14 were wounded in the capital, Harare. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa says he won the election, although official results have not yet been released. President Emmerson Mnangagwa also claimed victory. Tension is building in Zimbabwe as the nation awaits the results of Monday's presidential election. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Harare.
The streets of central Harare, usually a hive of activity and a snarl of traffic, were eerily quiet Thursday as soldiers and police manned the streets and told shopkeepers to close early and go home. Police also surrounded opposition headquarters in central Harare, ratcheting up the tension even more. Officials from the ruling ZANU-PF party and the opposition MDC alliance both urged calm following Wednesday's violence that left 3 people dead. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed concern about the violence and called for Zimbabwe's political leaders to pursue dialogue and peaceful solutions to their disagreements. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Trump administration officials on Thursday said they are worried about efforts to meddle in the upcoming midterm elections. The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said at a White House briefing that Russia is continuing to, quote, try to weaken and divide the U.S., and he said Russia is not the only country that has an interest in trying to influence the domestic political environment. President Trump has received a letter from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un following up on their meeting in June in Singapore. On Twitter Thursday, Trump thanked Kim for the letter and said, "I look forward to seeing you soon." He also thanked Kim for transferring presumed remains of 55 soldiers killed in the Korean War. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister on Thursday criticized U.S. threats to increase tariffs. Wang Yi said China hoped that the trade policy makers in the United States would be cool-headed and listen to the voice of U.S. consumers and pay high attention to the voice of the American business community. Wang was reacting, to an announcement by the U.S. Trade Representative on Wednesday that the U.S. is considering raising import duties on $200 billion of Chinese goods by 25% instead of 10%. China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have approved a draft of a proposed agreement to prevent fighting in the disputed South China Sea. China has responded to criticism for trying to militarize the strategic waterway by claiming it has the right to build on its territory and defend it at all costs. Pope Francis has changed church teaching about the death penalty. He said it can never be sanctioned because it attacks the inherent dignity of all humans. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Vatican says Francis has now approved a change to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the compilation of official Catholic Church teaching. Previously, the Catechism said the Church didn't exclude recourse to capital punishment if this is the only way of effectively defending human lives against an unjust aggressor. The new teaching says the previous policy is now outdated and that there are other ways to protect society. The key line runs, the death penalty is now inadmissible because it is an attack on the inviolability and dignity of the person. It says Vatican policy, therefore, will be to now work with determination for its abolition worldwide. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort entered its third day on Thursday. Associated Press correspondent Eric Tucker reports.
A prosecutor suggested, I don't know if he will or will not testify. That caused a bit of excitement. But then the prosecutor amended that statement to say that that uncertainty applies to any potential witness, and prosecutors will assess who gets to testify, who will testify, the order as the trial progresses. So I think we are still expecting Rick Gates to testify.
White House aide and presidential daughter Ivanka Trump says she does not agree that the news media are, as her father frequently says, the enemy of the people. The president regularly accuses reporters of spreading fake news. That's his term for stories he doesn't like. Ivanka Trump also said she agreed with the view that the separation of the children from their migrant parents at the southern border was a, quote, low point for the administration. You can find more on these and other stories at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.